You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of... You guessed it. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Tech Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7. I guess we're on the iHeart Podcast Network, and we are also on Sirius XM Radio. We're everywhere, so you can't hide from us. We see you. I'm just kidding. bands and manage the artists and bands that we manage from around the world. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers. I also have Lillian Sin, as well as Cinder. We have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. We got Burn the Ships, our new metal friends from Bakersfield. We also have Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare. They're a metalcore band out of the LA area. And then we have Borderline Radio Show with your DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. Derek Webb, actor extraordinaire. He's also a producer for film. And then we also now have Band of Family from Bakersfield, California, as well as Wicked Star that we just signed to our Get Real Global Artist Management label last week. Shout out to Tony Richards. Welcome to the family. That's Wicked Star. Check them out. Hard rock band from the Los Angeles area. So lots of stuff going on. We've got bars and venues that we work with regularly. The Five Star Bar, downtown Los Angeles. Check them out, 267 South Main Street, downtown LA, 90012. Owners Marco and Angie Cordova. We got Petey's Place, owner Petey Partello. That's at 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California. We've got the Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. They're at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. And then, of course, shout out to our buddy Nick Foco, who runs Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. That's 9015 Sunset Boulevard there in West Hollywood. Check out his tribute band, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. Lots of stuff going on. We've got some concerts. We just went to see last weekend, or weekend before, rather, I guess, now. I don't know. we went to see on the 1st. We went to go see Fallen Fury. They played, shout out to the Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa, California. Shout out to Jackie. We love that venue. Very nice. Shout out to Jennifer Warren Taylor. It was amazing. Fallen Fury play, but there were some other bands as well. Masters of Reality, which is a tribute to Black Sabbath. Really good. They had a Deep Purple tribute band, and then they also had, the Porch Pirates, Tits McGee and the Porch Pirates. shout out to lead singer Jennifer Warren Taylor. Gotta love that stuff. Hilarious. Everybody was dressed like, you know, pirates. So gotta love it. We have Fallen Fury is going to be playing at the Tiki Bar again on June 19th with 11th Morning. That's MOURNING, like, you know, mourning at somebody's death. And then Orange Lotus. They'll also be playing July 10th in Fresno at The Next Bar, I believe is what that place is called. And so lots of great stuff going on. But we have with us also, this is Jennifer Muse, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and of course, The Muse, together as James Muse. Together we are Jenny and The Muse. That's M-U-S-E. We also have co-host, extraordinaire, and author, China Myers.
Hey,
what's up,
hey, listeners?
China.
Hey, people, what's going on in LA?
Ooh, craziness. What's going on out there in Pennsylvania?
Well, they're dropping the COVID restrictions a little bit, so things are a lot better. And yeah, it's good. It's all good.
Same out here. I believe Los Angeles County is now in the yellow tier, which is the least restrictive of all the tiers before hopefully going full on, you know, sans mask.
Yeah.
We won't have to have a mask anymore. That'll be nice.
I will be when that's over.
I can't wait to go back to the goddamn gym and be able to take a shower. Maybe work out all day long, but if you can't get a shower right afterwards, it's just sucks.
That's some stinky mess, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it is what it is. I just can't wait till all this is over.
I agree.
And, and despite what certain people think, it wasn't a farce. It wasn't a scam.
No.
Yeah. No, that's
all the families that lost people, you know. That was horrific.
Yeah, so I'm glad, hopefully, that is stopping, you know. Yeah. I'm hoping, especially now with all the, everybody getting, vaccinations. I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
No blood clots.
Did you?
But I also went through menopause.
Yeah.
No, but the women who had the issues from 18 to 48 or whatever, were all during the, you know, baby making years and might have been on birth control or who knows? Some of them might have been smokers. Like it could be, there's just, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it had anything to do with the vaccination itself.
Well, we'd have to
talk under other underlying things.
Like you said, there's reasons, you know, that they have problems. Derek would probably know some of those reasons.
Yeah, if Derek could connect with us, we're going to have to get Derek's broke ass a new computer or something or a better phone because because poor Derek Webb, our health segment extraordinaire, he cannot make it. We switched to StreamYard. And StreamYard is way better. It's a million times better. But there are people, I guess, that are having issues with it. Hopefully not our guest. Hopefully his problems get worked out. But tonight we're featuring the new metal. That's NU, new metal, which is like Linkin Park, I guess, basically. It's like metal and rap mix.
Oh.
Or rap, you know, hip hop. So it's got like elements of rap and hip hop along with metal. So
I think I like that. I really can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's really good. And the band is called Freak Show.
Yeah, I seen. Okay.
And then that's right up my alley, you know, considering I manage a Freak Show performers. So, you know, it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Freak Show. But we're going to be hopefully joined by Michael J. Felder.
Cool.
The guitarist for Freak Show. They're a band out of Orange County.
Okay. Now, when you said Orange County, that's Orange County, California, right?
Yes, Orange County, California. My bad. I should have said that. Yeah, Orange County, California.
Isn't there an Orange County in Florida?
Oh, there is. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think.
That makes sense, you know, because all the citrus and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they also have Hollywood, Florida, too, which is kind of funny.
Oh, boy. Okay.
They just trying to replicate us, and they can't do it because we don't have fucking hurricanes.
Yeah, right.
Or tornadoes or
just
alligators or, you know, we don't got all that horrible shit.
Yeah.
Even though that's where I got my tattoo, my only tattoo.
From where?
Florida.
Okay. What part?
Shout out to my aunt Maxine Gooden. And my cousins, the Gooden family, what's up? They all live in Florida. You know, and it's nice down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's, you know, that's what white sand down there. Too. Real pretty.
Summers are brutal down there.
Oh, God. It's just like Maine. It's no different. It's like all fucking humid and shit. It sucks.
Oh, my God. Listen, when I'm sitting still and the sweat is pouring down my chest, there's a problem.
As long as it's not only pouring down your chest.
Well,
anyway. So, are we having issues with Michael J. Felder? Is he able to join us, I hope?
I'm here.
What's up,
motherfucker? I missed you. What's up?
Hey, there's Todd, too. That's our
favorite. Hey, what's up? It's Todd. It's Todd, my drum tech buddy.
Yeah, we're here.
Dude, I miss you guys. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been a little while, huh?
God, a long while.
Yeah, a lot of changes. A lot of changes. A lot of good things have happened.
Last time, House of Blues, we were seeing you.
I know, right, dude? Holy shit. It's been fucking ever. I miss you guys so much.
Yeah, we miss you too. Totally. And hey, for everybody interested, we're from San Diego. Not Orange County.
Oh, San Diego County. My bad. Oops. Sorry. San Diego County, California. My bad, dude. I'm for some reason I'm thinking anything below us is just fucking Orange County. I don't know what's funny. I live in LA. Go, whatever. We think we're the only fucking people on the planet or some shit.
It's Mexico. And then LA.
Right. Exactly. It's Mexico and then it's LA. Nothing in between.
Exactly. We're connected by tacos.
Yes. Fucking love tacos. God damn, I love tacos.
So, how you guys been?
I've been awesome. Yeah.
How you been, dude? Everything's okay. You know, we're still alive, and that's part of the battle. Over the last year or so, is just staying safe, staying alive,
wearing masks,
praying for everybody else to be safe and alive.
Everybody getting vaccinations.
Oh yeah. I got mine. I got my one and done. Johnson and Johnson.
I got my two and done.
Done? I got one shot and one more coming. Pfizer.
Okay, got you doing Pfizer.
From now.
You said no. You're not wanting to.
Well, hey, check it out. I can honestly tell you having COVID sucks. I've had it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I would rather risk the shot than get that shit again.
Was it that bad?
Straight up truth. If you get it, you'll know you got it. I'm just saying.
Oh, damn.
That shit's ruthless. Fucking. I'll tell you right
I'm
now.
Glad I never got it, I guess. Shit.
Yeah, it doesn't care. And it's nothing you can control either. If you get sick, you're done.
What? I've had three children. What could be worse than that?
I got two.
COVID.
Because
the children didn't kill you.
I had the children.
The children didn't kill you.
But I got one that plays ice hockey. So I don't know. That's pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You and your hockey. Hell yeah. Hockey's the best.
Kids killing us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I noticed you got another new metal band on here. That's good. I knew it was coming back around. We kind of had a head start. We've been at it for a few years now. And, like, if you listen to any of the tracks, you know, we had gotten a different singer. But that with the other guy, you know, it had to come to an end. Just like, you know, sometimes some people aren't made to be together, and that's just, you know, whether playing weird and can't get along with people, that usually ends up being the problem for us. We keep finding the guy that thinks he knows what he's doing, though he got in a band that already knows what it's doing, and then it's just weird. Doesn't jive with the group, you know?
Yeah.
So not the same dude you had. I remember when I first originally discovered you. You were playing a show at the House of Blues in San Diego.
Yeah.
And you were called The Flood. I like I like Freak Show better, to be honest with you. You were opening for one of the bands that I used to manage named Satanic Johnny. They played before you. That's what it was, I think.
Yeah,
they played before you.
And then but
I remember that, and that's how we originally met. And then later on, you played my brother Nathan Young's shows, Youngblood Productions, Rock On.
Yeah, we love Nathan.
I love Nathan. That's my bro.
Yeah, he's a brother,
from man. Another Hosky.
yeah. He's a good guy.
He is. Nathan's the shit, man. I love that guy.
He's our boy, man. He got us a bunch of shows, man. We played a bunch of stuff in Pomona. We played a couple of Pomona with him. Yeah. So
I
fun.
Love that place.
And then no one's ever ready for our sound. And then we just straight destroy the place, you know.
You guys are amazing on stage. I like you even better since you. I mean, the name change is way better. Freak Show.
Yeah.
It totally encompasses what you guys are. Like on stage, you guys are like you. It's like unleashing a beast. You guys are just fucking nuts, and I love watching you on stage. It's like a full show. It's very passionate, and like they get right into it and go crazy.
Get some of your stuff.
Yeah, and then we got a publishing deal with an Italian company called Too Loud Records, and we finished up the album. They mixed it and mastered it. It's a little different tone-wise for us because we don't use German amps, but they use German amps for the finished product. But it still came out pretty good. It's really loud and even, you know. And the singer that we had on this right here was really good. The guy was really good. I mean, we would have went farther with him too, but things kind of went south. And we're already set up. We got a surprise for everybody when we come back out live. We still have to support this album.
So you have a singer, right?
Yeah. We have
okay,
to support
cool.
this album.
I'm available.
Right on. Yeah, we have to support this album, but we're going to probably put it to rest pretty quickly as we have some talent. Like, we're here, though. We're not going anywhere. This band's established now. So
tell us, we know you're the guitarist, Michael J. Felder.
Yep, and I write
who
all
else
the
do we have music. On the team?
Hey, and we have Todd Sauer on bass. This is Todd back here. Where's Todd? There's Todd. And then our drummer's name is Phil Hitchcock.
Okay.
And our new guitar player's name is John Folkers. And our new singer's name is Mercedes Skilzetti. And she's amazing. Just
it's
wait.
A fucking woman. All right.
Yes. And
I love it.
She's absolutely amazing. And she actually did backups on this recording. So there's a couple tracks where she piped in on really well. So we just decided to call her. And, I mean, one guy was out the very next day, replaced as well as
I have a show for you.
Yeah. What's
I have
that?
I have a show for you.
Really?
Oh.
I'm working on putting something together. It's not a done deal yet, but I am working on putting things together with the Canyon Clubs.
Don't let it be
going to be for a female fronted metal concert.
Yes!
So all the bands are female fronted.
Nice.
So you guys would fit into that category now.
Oh, that'll be bitching.
We're
looking
towards the end of the year. I don't know what dates. I'm waiting to see what his dates are that he has available. So that could maybe work.
Yeah,
all right. I love
that
it.
That will work. Yeah,
things
hell
are coming
yeah.
together.
Woo! Yeah, we're way down with that. That's kind of like something I was looking to do too. We want to get some of the festivals, but as you know, Europe's closed down to 2022. But it's almost like a blessing for us at the same time, though. So yeah, we're happy with that.
Go wrong has gone wrong. It's getting fixed, and we're rebuilding. All in our fucking time frame. And here we are. We actually get a chance to bring it out when it's supposed to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
What's totally. The name of this new album that you're going to be releasing? Do you have a name yet, a title?
No. The album is self-titled, Freak Show, Freak Show.
Okay, perfect. I love it.
Yes. And the cool thing about it, when you see the artwork, see, I should have sent you the artwork so you've seen it. But it really encompasses what's going on in the world right now. Everybody will kind of get a clue. They'll be like, oh, shit, what's this? Yeah, the selling point's great. So the cool part is about this deal that we got is that the release will be in Canada, all of America, obviously, Mexico, South America, UK, and all of Europe, Japan, and Australia. So it'll be
everywhere. Better include Italy, considering where your guys' label is.
Well, yeah, that's Italy. tossed in
part
with
of Europe?
All of Europe.
That's Europe.
Yeah.
Well, so I have five songs that I wrote down the titles so that I'm on point this evening. So I'm not like fucking shit up as I usually do. I'm trying to be more fucking professional or something.
Yeah, well.
So I got number one.
I think you are always anyway. So
I try really hard, but sometimes it doesn't pay off.
Number one. It looks like number one, but it's no one.
Oh, okay, that's better. I like that actually. That's even better. Okay, cool. Then I'm getting rid of that period. Menopause joke. I'm sorry. Oh, what? Shit. What? And I just went through it. Don't judge me. I just went through it.
I was gonna say too, we're not gonna clown our ex members because they were really good. I mean, at least our vocals.
Be professional. It's always better not to say things in the heat of anger.
Yeah, but not. I'm angry, but I'm not gonna say anything bad.
It's not worth your time. Be professional.
No, not that too. And the guy was really good, man. Like we try to explain it to him, but you know how narcissists are. Like they don't even know how to love anything. So so it's rough.
It's all about him.
Exactly.
I used to think that the word narcissist meant that person thinks they're beautiful or something, but it's not only that, it's a whole mental illness.
I've dated some of those.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And
damaging.
Well, the thing is, like, dude had it perfect here. He didn't have to worry about shit. And then he tried to stir it up earlier. We were like, dude, relax, man. Nothing bad's going to happen. And then he got to the point where he ghosted us for like 2.5 months. Like, dude didn't He didn't answer text. He didn't do anything. Even the label said, hey, we need the lyrics for the inside of the record. And he didn't even do that because in his head, they're trying to steal it from me. And so we're like, oh, my God, dude, you already recorded it.
You've already written it and recorded it. The songs are already out there. And what the fuck do you think is going to happen when you go to release a fucking lyric video, you asshole? You got to tell the whole world what the fucking lyrics are. Oh my God, amazing.
So well, if you guys want me to be in your video, I'm down.
Join as the video queen.
Guys, when you play this, if you're going to play some live here, just check out how amazing this guy's voice is. It's really good.
I was listening to some of the songs earlier just to kind of get an idea of what the new, you know, what it sounded like. Really good stuff. So it's no one. And then there's a song called Waste.
Yes.
And then there's Age of Provocateurs.
Yep.
Built for This Shit.
Yep.
And Deception. And you know what's great about my show? I can say shit. Because we're not on fucking FM radio. I used to be on FM for 5 years and I couldn't say certain words like shit, asshole, fuck. Yeah. You know, but now I can, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
But anyway, Okay, so tell everybody, how long has Freak Show been an entity?
I think we're coming up on like 4 years, okay. including flood time, and then obviously COVID. Yeah. COVID was the year that just flew by, and you know, but we still practice though.
As you have to,
and I
as
wrote
you
this,
need to.
Yeah, and I wrote this album during COVID.
Oh damn!
Yeah. That's, so
see what can happen when you're when you. Take the time, like something like this. I told all the bands that I manage, take this time to be productive. Write yeah. new music, make music videos, do whatever it is you got to do to yeah. stay productive and stay, you know, putting out new stuff into the universe. Like, don't just, you know, keep yeah. a little slack off.
And yeah, exactly. And we did, do a video. Waste is our first single that'll be released June 11th.
Okay.
And then
for the shit in July.
Built for the shit in July.
Well, where can we find it? Where can we see it? The one
you're going to release it.
When we release it. So the label wanted us to not release Waste yet because Waste is our single, obviously. We have
so we're not going to play that song tonight is what we're saying? I just want to make sure what we can play right now and what we cannot.
Yeah, Waste, we're probably going to hold off on that
okay,
one.
Okay, let's hold off on that one. Not a problem.
Yeah, and Deception actually was a little, it's just like a filler, like an in-between track kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's only a minute long, but the other tracks are tracks vocals.
Okay, so we're just going to hold off on not playing Waste this evening.
Yeah,
I did put the save the you know the song the thing that you sent me. The save it you know like for people to go and click on. I put the link on the Facebook post so that way people can click on it to save it. To as a reminder for when, you know, so they can go listen to it when it comes out.
Right, but not our EPK link though. That only goes to
no. working on. That one only went to Ronan, our right, IT all right, guy cool. at the radio station. Because yeah. Denny's been doing this shit for 9 years and knows what the fuck is up.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, this is why, trust and believe, I've had millions of world premieres on my fucking radio show over the years. I am, including the band Orgy. I've released many, like, things, like, first hand for them. I've done a lot of different bands over the years. And so I know when labels are involved and everything, you have to, like, know what can I do now and what can I not do now.
Yeah, exactly.
I always go based on what the artist and the label says.
Yep.
But let's play a song so everybody can kind of get an idea of what you guys sound like, what you have to offer. Which song out of the other four would you like to play? I do artist choice, so you pick the you know the order in which you want to play them.
Try Built for This Shit first.
All right, Ronan, let's play Built for This Shit by Freak Show, new metal band from San Diego, California, on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Mute your mics. Sing that song.
That was awesome. That was some Marilyn Manson shit. That was really hot.
Right. Really hot. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, totally. Thank you.
So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, that song actually is, well, it kind of sounds hypocritical now, but it's like being built for the fucking music business, right?
Yeah.
And
that's a cutthroat motherfucker.
You got to be built for the shit to handle fucking weird attitudes and the other, you know? Just one of those things.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Jenny.
That's the whole entertainment.
Built for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole entertainment thing, you know? It's right.
Yeah, I'm a tough bitch from New England, living in L.A., running a music empire, managing music fucking artists.
Yeah.
That's so I'm saying you got to be built for this shit. Right, Mike?
That's it. That is it.
So I'm saying that. Right, Todd? You got to be built for this shit.
It's a definite truth. Definitely.
Especially in L.A. Keep it moving, right?
You gotta be thick-skinned as a motherfucker to live in like Southern California, especially the LA scene. Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love San Diego, but you motherfuckers can be a little bougie. When I went down, I fell out of fucking place when I went to San Diego. I'm looking around going, what the fuck is this? Okay. I kind of felt like we were snubbed just a tad.
Yeah.
Okay, you're from LA. We don't like you. You're from LA.
Why do you think we play up there more than we do down here?
We fucking love you up here, guys. We love you in LA County, damn Skippy. We keep it real. We ain't bougie motherfuckers.
Technically, we're South LA County. Just so everybody knows.
Well, yeah, because all there is Mexico and LA.
Exactly. Right?
We're just South LA County.
Hey, wait. Hey, just for my homies, just for my homies out there, don't get me wrong. I love SD. SD's in my heart.
San Diego's wicked nice. It's real nice.
I love San Diego. I love this place. I grew up here, skateboarding, ocean, the whole deal. But
oh, it's beautiful. But
for playing live, though, like the Whiskey's like my favorite little joint.
Oh, the Whiskey's the fucking best.
Because when we play there, the place is packed side to side, wall to wall, upstairs. And plus the sound guys there totally do us good. And we should the building.
would you play my shows at the Rainbow and stuff?
Sure, totally.
Because it's metal.
We'll play anywhere, but like Five Star Bar, the stage is too small for my pedal board, though.
Five Star Bar is kind of going through some changes, and I don't know how much longer they'll be on our concert roster. As far as like there's things going on there. We won't get into it right now, but there's stuff going on, and they're just trying to, you know, try to get their shit going back on again, and I don't know. We'll see. But no, but I'd have you at my other venues, like Petey's Place. Ever since they redid that stage, it's way bigger now. You guys can easily fit up there. That's not a problem. The Rainbow is fine, you know. And then I know other venues. I'm gonna get you at other venues. I'm working on some stuff.
We really want to get to Vamped out in Vegas.
Yes, that's a place I'm trying to get shows going on. So hell yeah, right. Vamped.
We want to play there, and then we want to play in Arizona, too. We're trying to get a little loop going where we're...
I'm trying to get... what's that Red Rock? What's that Red... Red something? I'm trying to remember. There's some place in Arizona. I'm trying to remember. Orgy played there. I'm just trying to think of the name of it.
Yeah, anywhere Arizona. We love Arizona, too. Got a lot of friends out there, yeah.
Coopertown.
Yeah, I want to get there, too. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm working on some casinos. I'm working on some other stuff too. So maybe we can get into some shit.
Right. We got a guy that I used a long time ago, an agency out in Minnesota. We're trying to get back out that way too.
Oh, nice.
Minnesota, sweet. Iowa, the five state region, you know, Minnesota, Iowa.
Come to PA.
Hey,
go to Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah, we're definitely
that's where China Myers is. And she's located in Pennsylvania.
Yes, let's go.
Where?
PA, Pennsylvania, Allentown. Well,
Jenny is cross country now. Okay, because we got LA on the West Coast. We've got our wonderful China Myers in Pennsylvania, and our health segment buddy Derek Webb on the East Coast, and between Pennsylvania and New Hampshire, and so we're bi-coastal. Oh, yeah. Jenny is bi-coastal now. We love it.
Our drummer's from New Hampshire.
Oh, so yeah.
That's
New Hampshire.
Cool.
In the house, New Hampshire. Yeah.
My family's out in Illinois, in Tennessee, in New Jersey, and in Connecticut. So.
Okay. Thank God you didn't say Massachusetts, because I'd have to call you a masshole. We're maniacs. I'm from Maine, so that's why the bi-coastal thing. I'm from New England, Maine, you know, from Maine myself. Shout out to all my family, my peeps, my everybody out in Maine. We will be out there on the East Coast. We're flying into Boston on May 24th. Nice. So we'll be out in Maine as of May 25th. Gonna take the Muse out there, show him New England, show him the East Coast. He never been out there. So
get him some good fish. Gonna...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We're not seafood people, sorry.
You know what I love about the East Coast?
Blasphemous.
I love the East Coast because like you walk in a pizza shop and they go, "What do you want on your pie?"
Exactly. What you want on your pie?
And you know for a fact that's gonna be the best pizza you ever had if you
come to the West Coast. East Coast, we're just different out there. That's all. We're very real. We're very blunt.
Yeah, no bullcrap on the East Coast.
We're not fake. We don't do that bullshit.
We don't get time for the nonsense.
We tell you what we think. We tell you what we think and when we think it, and we don't give a fuck if you like it. All right, I'm trying to play one more song. What song would you want to play?
No one.
Oh, yeah.
She's
got no one.
Let's do no one. All right. Ronan, let's queue up. Let's play No One.
Let's go.
By Freak Show. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. We played no one. Maybe there is having an issue. Oh, there we go. Some good stuff.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
You guys are the real deal. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Like I said, we used to like this guy's stuff was pretty good, man. We did.
I like the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, good singer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Just sucks. Now you're gonna have to re-record it with a female. I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
He did his little thing and all the stuff was already done printed.
Yeah, I know. And that's when it really sucks is when you complete a project like that,
and you have to do it over.
It's an endeavor because everybody's got to record their part and then write their part and all this. There's so much that goes into it that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
All of the stuff that goes into just one fucking song. You know what I mean? There's just so many things that you have to do to make that one song a complete realized vision.
Right.
And a lot of people do not get, they don't understand how all this works. They just know, oh, I click on Spotify and I listen to some songs. they don't know all the shit you guys got to do to make it a reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I understand how painstaking it is and how difficult it would be to have to then go and because of whatever happened, we're not going to get into the negativity, but whatever happened for whatever reason, and he's no longer there. Now you have a female coming in to sing the songs, you know what I mean? But now it's not her voice on the recording. So that's the only thing that sucks is when something like that happens so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you have all this finished product and you're about to release stuff and you're about to release videos and you got all this going on and you're about to start doing concerts and all this shit. And then bam, lineup change.
Yeah. That's the only bummer, but we're all right, you know?
But you're going to be, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be better and it's going to open up more doors for you. Again, female fronted band metal concerts. I'm just saying it's going to open more doors up for you. So you'll be able to play even more things because of her. So look at this as an amazing opportunity and it is what it is.
Right.
And congratulations though on you guys about to be releasing this. And you said, when? June what? 11th?
June 11th is the release of our first one with a video.
Okay, rock on.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you said July will be built for this shit.
Yeah, July 30th will be built for this shit. And then September 17th is the release. But I want to give a shout out to Ricky Frangis from Frangis. In Italy, who mixed this and mastered it at Titan Lab Studio in Italy. Guy did a great job for us. We're pretty happy.
Also, shout out to your cable people.
Yep.
Shout out to the cable people.
Yeah, Pig Hog Cables all day, every day.
Pig Hog Cables.
Hey, Pig Hog Cables, 365 days a week, a year. And I literally beat these things to death. I've stood on them. I've rolled over on them in my chair. I've had my pedal board just dropped on them and not a freaking peep. These things are so tough. And plus, they deliver the fat tone. So,
fuck yeah. All right, dude, we got 1 minute.
And hey, Viper guitars. Also, I play Viper guitars. I have a signature series model called the War Machine.
Check this thing out.
It's gnarly.
All right, everybody, go look up Freak Show. You can find them on, what are you on, Facebook?
Facebook. What's your handle? We're at facebook.com/freakshowcreep. And then we're at reverbnation.com/freakshow.
Okay.
And we're also freakshowband.com. That's our .com site. So
okay. And are you on Instagram? What are you on Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram, we're Freak Show Official Band.
Okay, cool.
So it's freakshow_official_band at IG there. And hit us up, or you can hit me up at Michael J. Felder Official on IG as well.
All right, dude.
It was great.
Thank you so much to Freak Show for being on the show today. We appreciate you. New metal out of San Diego. Check them out. Go listen to their music. Support, share, like, whatever, follow, whatever it is you got to do. Till next week on Jenny's Real Talk and the blog, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and the iHeart Podcast Network. We have hard rock band Wicked Star.
All right, go get it, guys.
WIKKID STARR. Till next week. Peace out. Shout out to China Myers. Denny and the Muse.
See you, China.
Bye, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you, dudes.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.